From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In a little blue book in Independence, Missouri, librarians have discovered lost words from President Harry Truman. In Washington today, officials of the Truman Library unveiled the contents of a handwritten diary that's been in the library for almost 40 years. NPR's Ari Shapiro explains.
The spine of the nondescript blue volume says 1947 Diary and Manual of the Real Estate Board of New York, and the first 160 pages are full of just that, mundane listings about New York in the middle of the century. So when President Truman's office staff donated the book to the Truman Library in 1965, the library put it on a shelf with the other record books and forgot about it. It was only this year, when librarians moved the collections, that they discovered the president's handwriting in the back of the book.
I think we were all trying to find words to express how we felt.
Ray Gesselbrock is an archivist at the Truman Library. He read aloud from the book at the National Archives today. When Truman wrote the diary, he'd been president for less than 2 years, following the death of Franklin Roosevelt. The entries describe meetings with world leaders as well as details of everyday life. This entry, from January 16, 1947, describes the president's reaction when a White House staff worker came to him with a personal problem.
I wonder why nearly everyone makes a father confessor out of me. I must look benevolent, or else I'm a known easy mark. The rule around here is that no one may speak to the president. I break it every day and make him speak to me. So you see what I get, but I still want him to tell me.
Gesselbrock says these glimpses of the president's personality show someone with genuine compassion for people. And that compassion, he says, informed Truman's desire to give foreign aid to Europe and further civil rights in the South. Historians may be most interested in a diary entry describing a conversation between Truman and Dwight D. Eisenhower. They were discussing the upcoming presidential election. Fearing a Republican campaign by General Douglas MacArthur, Truman told Eisenhower that he would be pleased to see Eisenhower run for president on the Democratic ticket.
My family and myself would be happy outside this great white jail known as the White House. Ike won't quote me, and I won't quote him.
But instead of Eisenhower, it was Truman himself who made the acceptance speech a year later at the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia.
Senator Barkley and I will win this election and make these Republicans like it. Don't you forget that.
President Truman wasn't an avid diarist. He wrote things down when he thought they were important. And more often than not, he wrote them on loose scraps of paper. The 1947 diary unveiled today contains more entries than all other Truman diaries combined. He writes about the Marshall Plan, the fate of the Jews after World War II, his mother's death, and his work on the 1947 State of the Union address. About that speech, Truman said, "It was good, if I do say it myself." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.